Punch the Timeline.
Coming to you live from Punch the Timeline HQ, it's Jared once again, the Radio School Dropout, bringing you another episode of Punch the Timeline. Got a guest today from another podcast. Was pretty easy to make this guest appearance happen because I just happened to live with her. Julie from The Behavior Source will be joining us later. Just want to give you a couple updates on the books I was reading from last episode. Got into Generations Part 3, a couple of issues in. Not as exciting to me so far as Generations 1 and 2. It seems to be more about new gods and stuff like that. More to come. I'm rationing this book. I don't want it to end because I waited so long to read it that, you know, I'm going to take my time and let it all digest. It's like when I tried to watch Daredevil on Netflix. I couldn't watch more than one episode at a time because I just needed to let it all sink in and really had to think about it. In fact, I'm still on season 2 of Daredevil. Even though that thing got canceled a long time ago, I never really finished it. Really enjoying Checkmate. Definitely taking my time on that book as well. I'm on issue number 7, and I'm really, if you're following along on Twitter and Instagram, I'm posting some of the house ads that are included in the book. It's really cool to be reading a book and see an ad for like A Death in the Family or V for Vendetta, like as it was happening, not like, hey, buy this awesome trade paperback, but like, hey, this series is coming, check it out. Checkmate is really cool because they're building the book. There's the organization is building. You're seeing the different aspects of it worldwide. Several different main characters. I guess the main character in the book is the organization. Because every issue or two or four, you get a new knight. And the knight is the field operative of the organization. If you have DC Universe, I need you to check out Checkmate. And again, props to Brian from The Rambling Geek for suggesting it on his show. Well worth the read. Real quick, wanted to talk about sponsors. I won't be posting any more sponsors on this show unless it's worth my time. It's last episode I did a random ad for a random podcasting ad company. And yes, it paid better than what, I won't say the name of my host company, but it pays better than the hosting company that's paying me, you know, $15 for 1,000 plays. I'm not going to make that $15 anytime soon. And I'm a big fan of sound quality, and it's not worth it for me to get a couple of pennies for you to hear that awful ad that I refuse to re-record that I did on my Apple headphones. You can hear the cable like brushing up against my beard. If you hear a sponsor on this show, just know that I'm getting paid or I believe in it or both. So enjoy this sponsor-free episode of Punch the Timeline, which actually means that I don't have to say when we come back. We're just going to get straight to it. Here is my conversation with Julie from The Behavior Source. I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. Welcome, everybody, to a special episode of Punch the Timeline. Jared here with a special guest. We have Julie from the Behavior Source podcast.
Yo, I'm Julie.
Yo, she's Julie. Joined again by Artie, my dog, in the room. We've had quite a week.
We have. It's been rough.
For those who don't know, we had a hailstorm in Oklahoma, and it took out the back glass in both of our cars. And
a light fixture. Several of our screens. Window screens.
Yeah.
One of our columns has a giant chunk out of it.
In case you don't know, Julie from Behavior Source lives with me. I can't help but think of You're the Worst.
I love You're the Worst.
Vernon Down the House. One of the characters has a podcast with his wife. And then when we were planning this, that's what I was thinking of, is Vernon Down the House.
I hope we're better people than they are.
I don't know about that.
I mean, the show is titled You're the Worst, so.
Yes. So the funny part about having two people have with a podcast, separate podcasts in one house, is how often we are in different processes of different stages of the recording process.
True story.
You will be one night you go to record and I will be editing. We both
the baby while I record.
We both record in our office. But for some reason, we both like to edit on the laptop in the living room, the area we've nicknamed Studio B, because we have a microphone on our living room table.
Which you've used.
I have, when I was a guest on The Behavior Source.
You were. You were a great guest. You did a great job.
Everywhere, find it everywhere you find your podcasts. Usually one of us or both of us is in the middle of an episode. So here we are. This is the first time we've done one together for my show. So we're going to do what everyone in the world is doing right now. We're going to talk about Invincible. We kind of do things... I guess I'm a terrible comic book fan because I never read Invincible before the cartoon came out.
I didn't know what it was. So you were just like, let's watch this. And I was like, all right, sounds good.
It's always been on like my I want to read it list. I think if I logged into my Comixology account, you would see that I have downloaded the first issue. But never read it. Never really got into it. But The Boys is also like, it took me 2 years to watch The Boys.
Right, yeah. We've been talking about watching The Boys for a long time.
And then now I've read the first volume of the comic. And you keep saying that you're going to.
I do. I'm bad. In my defense, it has been a stressful time of year. So,
what can you do? Without going too deep into Invincible, how did you feel about it from an outside perspective? Like, coming into it, not as much of a comic book fan as I am, because I'm at the comic book store every Wednesday. You are not.
I mean, I liked it. It was a little gory for me. Like, for real. But I think, like, it was interesting because it took all those, like, comic book cliches, but then it was a little different. It's kind of like The Boys, where it's like you expect it to be one way, but it totally wasn't.
I like that we're looking at like analogs of, you know, Superman and other heroes that obviously you can tell who they're like, I wouldn't say paying tribute to, but emulating. And it's just a fresh look at some of the powers. And yeah, it's gory and...
I know it's a cartoon, but there are parts that were a little much for me.
That train in the last episode.
I did not appreciate that one.
No. I was like, stop moving your hands, dude. I mean, it was a crashing train, but he was just like...
But I think I'm really squeamish. This is why I don't watch horror movies or anything like that, so...
Well, I pass out at the sight of blood, and I'm fine.
True story. You do. We had to take extra precautions when I was in labor for you. Poor Jared.
I was fine.
You were fine. You were a champ.
So how far into the show did you want to read the comic?
Oh, like when the twist happened. When it was like, oh, the dad is, Omni-Man is killing all the people. Okay. And then I was like, all right, I'm invested in the situation now. Now I want to read it. I feel like for me, like that's how it always ends up going, where I like watch the movie or I watch the show first, then I get invested in the characters and I kind of visualize things better. And then I read the book. It's like Harry Potter. I watched Harry Potter and then I read Harry Potter. Now I love Harry Potter. And like Game of Thrones, I watched it and now I've read all the books, you know, and I love it. The only one I did backwards was Twilight, and I really hate Twilight. So,
well, for the record, I hate Twilight. I've never read any of the books or seen the movies. Game of Thrones, I watched 2 seasons with you.
And one of those seasons was the last season. So, but Magicians, we did the same thing with Magicians. We watched the show first, and then we read the books. Then I started reading
the books. You read the books. I'm still waiting.
In progress.
Yes. How's that going, by the way?
I'm halfway through book 2.
And how does it compare to the show?
There's more like depth, you know, and that's the way it always is with the books. Like there's more depth to the characters. You get all these nuances to the story. And then there's things about, you'll be watching the show, and this is true like with any of them, I guess, where there's little like you know, Easter eggs to the people who've read the book or they've read the original source. And so it's like, oh, I remember that's from the book, but I had no idea that was from the book before, you know. So I'm interested to, like, read more of Invincible and see if there are more. I want to rewatch it and, like, fast forward the gory parts so I can see if there's little winks. Well,
that's the thing about Invincible is that first volume is, like, they don't. The TV show seems like they take scenes from the comic and expand on them. Like Mark's powers in the comic, they appear in like five pages, mm-hmm. and in the show it's more of a waiting. Mm-hmm. And then there are other moments in the book where you flip through and you're just like, okay, I remember this from the TV show, but
it's in a different order.
Yeah.
And then like the twist, I feel like happens really early in the show. And then it's like I'm reading the comic and I'm like, where's this twist? Like, when is it happening? Like, I feel like it's going to happen a little bit later than the show does. So they kind of hook you a little earlier in the show than they. If I was just reading the comic, if you were like, Julie, read this comic book, I would have been like, what's the big deal? Like, this is like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fine, I guess. Like, it's not like bad, but it's not like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's Watchmen. Like, it's everything. No, like I would have just been like, eh.
Well, this is coming from the same guy who told the Image Comics people that The Walking Dead was going to have aliens.
Yeah.
That was the secret hook instead of, and they were like, we're not so sure about a zombie book. And he's like, there are aliens.
Is that how he got it?
Yeah,
is
that's he, how he got it. Because they got a couple issues in and they're like, hey, Robert, where's the aliens at? And he's like, well, here's the thing. I lied.
I like The Walking Dead show. I watched it for a little bit and then I kind of like lost interest. So
I put it on for noise on sometimes on Sunday nights, but I've never read the book, and it's just not enough to really keep my attention. Sue me, comic book fans.
I feel like the only comic book that I'm really like ever got super invested in was Inhumans, and then
and then what?
And then I was a little disappointed.
A little. A little? God.
But I really liked Inhumans. I thought the comic was really good. Really well done. I loved Medusa and I loved the hair. I think it's because I really liked her hair. Because I read it probably like, it was probably 10 years ago. So I probably need to like reread at this point. But I was disappointed. I hope they redo it. I hope they fix it and make it better. I feel like it could have been done really well. But this is why I read things, you know, if you read things in the correct order, which is book, then movie, or book, then show, then if I do that, then it turns out poorly. See? Inhumans. Twilight.
I mean, just the once.
I gotta, twice. I gotta do it the other way, or I'm gonna jinx it for everyone.
Well, then.
You can't let me read any books before they come out in film now. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Oh my gosh. Read that book first. Loved it. Watched the movie.
Well, what do we have coming up? There's Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix.
I don't know what that is.
See? You can watch that and not know what it is, and then we'll read comics later.
Cool.
Loki. Loki, I don't even know if that's based on comic. Again, not a Marvel guy.
Yeah, I've never read any of the Marvel comics, so like I enjoyed all the movies, really. Like, I really loved WandaVision.
Who didn't love WandaVision? Honestly, like,
weirdos.
Yeah. And I just hate that the people who were like, well, I just don't get what's happening. It's just like a sitcom. Like,
oh my gosh, that was what was so cool, though. It was like, you're supposed to be confused. I know you hate it because I talk during shows and I talk during movies and I'm like, what's going on? You know, because I'm a verbal processor and that's how I process things. But I think that was part of why I loved it, was that it was just like, what is happening in this show? And I had no idea what was happening. And then it, you know, gradually you understand. So I kind of want to read that whole, what's it called? M? What is it? What's the series that it's kind of somewhat based on?
There are several elements of several comics based on.
Now I want to read them all. I'm interested now. They've got me like hooked on it.
Well, good thing I've got Marvel Unlimited and you can read all of them.
Cool. This summer, when school's out, I intend to.
Sweet Tooth is another show that's coming to Netflix based on a comic.
Is that based on a comic?
That's based on a DC comic.
Oh. I saw a commercial for that. It looked good. I was like, Jared will want to watch that.
We'll see. So obviously you gave Invincible a thumbs up, a huge thumbs up.
Yes, a thumbs up, but a little too gory for me. But yes, other than the gore, a thumbs up.
And are you super stoked that there are two seasons to come?
Yes, I'm excited. I want to read more of the books. I'm excited.
Renewed for two seasons by Amazon, but that means we're probably a year out.
Yeah.
And I just saw that they, speaking of shows that we watch online, I just saw that they wrapped filming for Cobra Kai.
I saw that too. I was super jazzed. I love Cobra Kai. I hated The Karate Kid so much, but I love Cobra Kai. Maybe it's just because I really liked How I Met Your Mother, but I love Billy Zabka. I'm just like, he's so good. He's so good.
Hopefully we are getting Cobra Kai. Fall?
Send it to the internet. I love it.
Send it to the internet.
Send it to the internet.
Best damn line.
He's such a good actor. He's underrated.
That's not even a hot take. I can agree with that. Living with me. Going back to the comic book thing. I'm at the comic book store.
Every Wednesday. Well, not now because we don't have a car. But every Wednesday, I'm going to go to the comic book store. Okay. Cool.
What's that like? Like, what's it like living with me? What's it like getting, like, eBay, mail from eBay, and I'm like, I bought comics?
That's not a big deal because I feel like I have things that I'm like, hey, I bought this. And you're like, eh, whatever. But it's the only thing that's annoying is that there are stray comic books everywhere. And then I have to be really careful because I'm worried they're important. And then our daughter tries to color on them or read them, you know, and she's 5. So I don't want her to destroy your comics. But then she's like, ooh, look, Spider-Man. Ooh, look, the Hulk. Ooh, look, the Joker. And then she's like, I'm the Joker. You know, it's really cute. But other than that, like, it's not annoying or anything. It's just, there's piles of comic books all over our house.
I think I've only made you, or I didn't even make you read 3 Jokers. I think you heard me talk about it enough that you read it.
I did. I liked it.
No, you didn't. You were like, this is dumb. The ending was dumb.
The ending was dumb, but I was hyped for it. I was like, this is cool. It's cool. It's cool. And then I was like, oh, that's it? Really? And you were like, yeah.
And then I was like, Jeff Johns.
Yeah. So, I mean...
We're going to take a quick break and spotlight a podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris.
And Lance.
Asking you to check out our new podcast, Comic Book Keepers.
Join us as we delve deep into comic lore to uncover the history behind a wide variety of comic book characters.
Each episode will feature one hero, villain, team, or ensemble, and break down what makes these heroes super.
We'll give you recommendations on what storylines to read.
Explain how characters were created.
Discuss adaptations, costumes, and answer comic fandom's what-if questions.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, these conversations can get pretty nerdy.
This is Comic Book Keepers.
Are there any comics you'd like to read this summer besides the ones related to WandaVision?
I want to reread Sandman. I loved the Sandman series, and I love, I really love Delirium the most. Like, she's my favorite comic book character ever. So I kind of want to reread the Endless series and, like, go through all that again. Because they are making a show, right? Or something? They're doing something about it. So I kind of want to reread all that.
I've never read Sandman.
You should. Maybe we could read it together. We could do a podcast episode.
I guess we are.
About Sandman.
That sounds like a good idea.
I loved it. I really want to, I mean, I know it's not like comic book, but it's somewhat related. And like, I want to reread Good Omens because Neil Gaiman wrote both those things. So I really like Neil Gaiman. But I don't know. You need to tell me some things that I need to read. Some things I would like. I don't really like the traditional superhero comics. So yeah, I don't know. You'll have to give me some suggestions about things that are not superhero-esque, really.
Things that are not superhero-esque.
Is there, like, an Interview with the Vampire comic book series or something that I could read?
What?
I do. You know what I really would like to read is there's a lot of Avatar, The Last Airbender sequels and prequels in comic form, and I really would like to read those. Are those in your comics?
No, they're not.
Oh, bummer. But you always make that face at me when I talk about Avatar, The Last Airbender, but I love that little show. It's so good. So I kind of want to read all the comics to it.
So obviously we have different tastes in pop culture and comics.
We do, which I think is kind of funny. We both love Doctor Who. Don't they have Doctor Who comics?
They do. Like, I think every doctor has a comic or had a run of comics, but I just don't think that I would find them interesting. Mm. I really only Matt Smith's Doctor held my attention for more than like two episodes.
But that's when we fell in love. It's because of Matt Smith's Doctor.
Gross.
Hush.
So tell us about your podcast.
If you want to know anything about behavior or teaching or managing challenging behavior, my very good friend Aubrey and I have a podcast called The Behavior Source, where we talk about just challenging behavior, behavior analysis, and just other fun things about the science of behavior. And we have fun guest stars on, like Jared, and we talk about managing behavior in your home. And
now, classroom. When you say behavior, can you break that down for a simpler? Can you break that down a little bit?
Well, it's really interesting because behavior encompasses everything that we do. So when we talk about behavior, it's not just, you know, challenging behavior like you'd go to, like hitting, kicking, biting, spitting, things like that. We're talking about, you know, any kind of behavior. And so, you know, you can change your husband's behavior. And so if Jared does the dishes, I'm like, oh my gosh, Jared, thank you so much for doing the dishes. I love you so much. And maybe that'll reinforce him doing the dishes more in the future. And then he'll do the dishes that doesn't work necessarily because he knows my games and my tricks. And he's like, stop behavior analyzing me, Julie. But we just kind of chit-chat a lot about managing behavior and our experiences and all the fun things we get to do in our jobs day to day. And so if you want to, you can check it out at The Behavior Source because we're super fun.
Now, what's your target audience?
You know, I don't really think we have a target audience. We really talk a lot. We kind of break it down into a more accessible to everyone way. And so really, when I'm talking more to like teachers or parents as opposed to other behavior analysts or other behavior people in the world. But that's kind of where we go with it. We're not talking about like jargon and literature and things like that.
So would it be fair to say teachers or parents of children with autism?
Challenging behavior. Yeah, sure. You know, and just as a behavior analyst, you know, we do have a lot, we serve a lot of children with autism, but I mean, all of us exhibit behavior. It's not just children with autism. So I would say anyone who interacts with children or adults with disabilities or without disabilities who have challenging behavior, or you want to learn more about behavior, or you just want to learn about classroom management or things like that. The last episode we did was really cool. My good friend Julie was a guest on it. We just kind of talked about what we wish teachers would know about behavior in the classroom, just like general education teachers, because that's where I kind of started out. So that one was really fun too. So,
and that's The Behavior Source. Anywhere you can find
podcasts.
Anywhere. Yeah. Any social medias?
We're on Instagram at The Behavior Source and Twitter at Behavior Source.
You had to drop the because there were too many letters.
Twitter yelled at me.
Twitter, yeah. I couldn't be punched the timeline because it's like one too many letters. So that's why we're timeline punch.
Way to go, Twitter.
Like Instagram's like, you want 35 letters? Go for it. And Twitter's like, meh.
Yeah. We took a little break because of testing and everything. It's just a really busy time of year. So we'll pick back up probably this summer with some good content for you guys if you're interested.
All right. I believe we have reached the end of the podcast.
Really? That's it?
Well, I try to keep them short now. There's one thing left to do before we close out this show. I need you to tell me how I'm wrong and also tell me where you're from in one sentence.
I never say this.
Just say it for the show.
That's not how we do it in Texas.
That's not how we do it in Texas. This has been Punch the Timeline with my special guest, Julie from the Behavior Source. That's it. End of show.
Social media.
You can follow me on Twitter at Grumpy Old Jared. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Timeline Punch. And you can follow the podcast on Instagram at Punch the Timeline.
You can find my social media on Twitter and Instagram at Good Guesswork. And you can follow me over on twitch.tv as Good Guesswork. I stream over there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Feel free to drop by and say hi.
Social media!
Thanks for listening to Punch the Timeline.
That's not how we do it in Texas. a Not in Texas production.